way as if he had completed all necessary business for the time being, stared at the horizon for a while, and started to tap one foot idly. It sounded like a bag full of maracas. Said Rincewind. Death appeared to remember him.
"I'm sorry,"
he said politely. "I always wondered how it was going to be," said Rincewind. Death took an hourglass out from the mysterious folds of his Ebon robes and peered at it.
"Did you?"
he said vaguely. "I suppose I can't complain," said Rincewind virtuously. "I've had a good life. Well, quite good." He hesitated. "Well, not all that good, I suppose. Most people would call it pretty awful." He considered it further.
"I would," he added, half to himself. "What are you talking about, man?"
Rincewind was nonplussed. "Don't you make an appearance when a wizard is about to die?"
"Of course, and I must say you people are giving me a busy day."
"How do you manage to be in so many places at the same time?"
"Good organization."
Time returned. The staff, which had been hanging in the air a few feet away from Rincewind, started to scream forward again. And there was a metallic thud as Coin caught it one-handedly in mid-flight. The staff uttered a noise like 1,000 fingernails dragging across glass. It thrashed wildly up and down, flailing at the arm that held it, and bloomed into an evil green flame along its entire length.
"So, at the last, you fail me!"
Coin groaned but held on as the metal under his fingertips went red, then white. He thrust the arm out in front of him, and the force streaming from the staff roared past him and drew sparks from his hair and whipped his robe up into weird and unpleasant shapes. He screamed and whirled the staff around and smashed it on the parapet, leaving a long, bubbling line in the stone. Then he threw it away. It clattered against the stones and rolled to a halt, wizards scattering out of its path. Coin sagged to his knees, shaking.
"I don't like killing people," he said. "I'm sure it can't be right."
"Hold on to that thought," said Rincewind fervently.
"What happens to people after they're dead?" said Coin.
Rincewind glanced up at Death.
"I think this one's for you," he said.
"He cannot see or hear me," said Death, "until he wants to."
There was a little clinking noise. The staff was rolling back towards Coin, who looked down at it in horror.
"Pick me up."
"You don't have to," said Rincewind again.
"You cannot resist me. You cannot defeat yourself,"
said the staff. Coin reached out very slowly and picked it up. Rincewind glanced at his sock. It was a stub of burnt wool, its brief career as a weapon of war having sent it beyond the help of any darning needle.
"Now, kill him."
Rincewind held his breath. The watching wizards held their breath. Even Death, who had nothing to hold but his scythe, held it tensely.
"No,"
said Coin.
"You know what happens to boys who are bad?"
Rincewind saw the sorcerer's face go pale. The staff's voice changed. Now it wheedled.
"Without me, who would there be to tell you what to do?" "That is true," said Coin slowly. "See what you have achieved."
Coin stared slowly round the frightened faces.
"I am seeing," he said. "I taught you everything I know."
"I'm thinking," said Coin,
"that you do not know enough." "Ingrate! Who gave you your destiny?"
"You did," said the boy. He raised his head.
"I realized that I was wrong," he added quietly. "Could I did not throw you far enough."
Coin got to his feet in one movement and swung the staff over his head. He stood still as a statue, his hand lost in a ball of light that was the colour of molten copper. It turned green, ascended through the shades of blue, hovered in the violet, and then seared into pure octarine. Rincewind shaded his eyes against the glare and saw Coin's hand, still whole, still gripping tight, with beads of molten metal glittering between his fingers. He slithered away and bumped into Harkardly. The old wizard was standing like a statue with his mouth open.
"What'll happen?" said Rincewind.
"He'll never beat it," said Harkardly hoarsely. "It's his. It's as strong as him. He's got the power, but it knows how to channel it."
"You mean they'll cancel each other out?"
"Hopefully."
The battle was hidden in its own infernal glow. Then the floor began to tremble.
"They're drawing on everything magical.